On this episode of the Backyard Bros podcast, we will be covering with our special guest, Adrian Peterson.
AP in the building. Joining the pod.
What it is,
Backyard. But we are doing the top five because it's very hard to get the top five correct.
Very.
I bet many people try out there to get the top five perfectly correct. But we will all attempt and tell you what we predict. Our top five NFL draft picks this year, the future hobby stars.
Yeah.
The future guys will be pulling for weeks, months, and years. Who will they be? What teams will they be going to? We are about to find out right now. And Bugsy's going to give us his top five.
I believe one is already solidified. He's one of the best prospects the league has ever seen. Caleb Williams goes one to the Bears. Two, this is where it gets dicey. There's a lot of talent outside of one. Don't forget.
There is.
But Washington, what happened last year? What do we see? Their O-line struggled. The pocket passer didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. They need someone who can run and make plays. I think Jaden Daniels is a perfect example for that. So give me Jaden at two. Three, big splash. Minnesota trades up to the three hole with New England, and they go get their guy Drake May. It's the only thing I see. They need a quarterback. They have weapons. Get someone who could throw the ball. I see May as a Herbert-like quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
At four, I think it's locked in. Arizona already has their QB. They go get the best receiver in the draft, and they take Marvin.
Yep.
And at five, this is where I see a big splash. You have the Jets at 10. All the big boards show they're going to wait. They're going to take Brock Bowers, tight end. But this is a win-now league.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have many years of Aaron Rodgers left. They trade up, and they go get Romy Odunze.
Wow.
They go get Odunze. They make a splash. You look at that wide receivers core right now. Garrett, they just got Mike Williams.
And
still
Odunze.
Have Lazard. And Odunze.
On the Jets.
That's a winning success. And Breece Hall in the backfield. That's a successful offense. With that defense.
Dangerous.
That's my top five.
That's a good top five. I'd have to agree. I mean, everybody knows, you know, my one. Everybody's one in the world. I wonder what his odds are. It's probably minus 20,000.
Probably like Wemby going one.
It's probably Wemby going one. Caleb Williams has to be one. Number two, a lot of mock drafts have Drake May. A lot of mock drafts have Jaden McDaniels. But I do like your point. At first, it was Drake May for me, but they just had so similar to Howell.
Yeah.
You know, Drake May is almost just like Howell, and it didn't work out. Are they going to go back to the same type?
You can't do that.
You can't go back to the same thing twice in a row. If I ask any Washington Commanders fans, they probably say, go Jaden over Drake May. So number two, I'm going Jaden. Number three, New England Patriots, they need a QB. So I'm trying to get this perfect. You know, I'm not trying to trade up this, trade up that. I think Drake May goes three because Patriots need him. Drake May fits the Patriots brand. They fit the brand.
Yeah. I agree.
He's a brand fitter for the Pats. They could cook him up. They have hope for the Patriots. They still got Bill. I like it. Number four. Four might be just as much as a lock unless we see a trade up because Patriots need QB. Washington needs QB. Bears need QB. Unless there's a trade-up, Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals is probably a lock. And then five for the Broncos. I think Zach Wilson is the starter. And at five, there are no trades. Wait, no, the Broncos are not five. The Chargers are five. I don't think they traded. They just got rid of Keenan, Mike Will. They need a receiver.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to Odunze. A lot of people think Neighbors. But I think Odunze is going to be better in the league. I just like Odunze better than Neighbors. So that's my five. Chargers, give me Odunze.
For sure. So I'm going to go one of, you know, unanimous, Caleb Williams. It's destined. He's got to go. Washington, I'm going Jaden McDaniels.
Okay.
Got to. Mobile, adding Austin Eckler. He got Jahad Dawson. You need somebody that's mobile. You need somebody that can make plays.
They got athletes.
Exactly.
Scary Terry, Jahan, Brian Robinson. Mm-hmm.
You need that. Cook. And that quarterback would definitely help that organization. We got at three. We got Broncos. Man.
You said you got Zach. Patriots.
Three is the Patriots.
Three's Patriots.
Yeah.
Looking at the wrong mock draft.
They had a trade. That mock had a trade.
They had a trade.
It traded. So Patriots, yeah, I say Drake May for sure. He fits that. He fits that culture. He's a pocket passer. He stays in the pocket. He's system quarterback. Let me say that. He's a very system.
I don't think Drake May is going to be good, though.
Me either.
I don't either. I don't either.
He doesn't look like a top three pick.
I don't either.
Four. They already got a quarterback. They need more weapons. They have what's the running back's name?
James Conner.
Got James Conner in the backfield. Why not go get Marvin Harrison?
They have no receivers though. No lie.
Not at all. Please go get, go get Marvin Harrison.
They don't.
Me to you, Arizona. Go get Marvin Harrison.
They will
for sure. Then at five,
Chargers.
Man, Odunze, man. I'm sorry.
I like the Odunze wave we got man. Here.
A lot of people on Neighbors. I think Odunze.
I'm an Odunze guy.
He but Chargers, I was between Odunze and Neighbors, but Neighbors is the bigger target. If you're Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, maybe I honestly think you might go Neighbors over Odunze just because Herbie likes that guy you could just toss it up to.
Yeah.
He likes that Mike Will like stat.
I do like that. The one thing I feel like Harbaugh is going to bring to that team, I feel like he's just going to want to run the ball. I feel like he's like you look,
but he knows you can't do that in the NFL. Not anymore.
He's gonna try to slow the game down. I think that's what it is. I think there's so much pressure on Herbie that you just gotta find a way to get that running game to work. But
they don't have a running back.
They don't have a running back either.
Joshua Kelly.
They don't have a running back either. But I will say in our mocks, honorable mention, there are a couple teams who we didn't mention who need a quarterback. Right, so I had Minnesota trading up for New England. New England still needs a quarterback.
Right.
The Raiders need a quarterback.
Minnesota.
I had them trading up, but I also I disagree with you in the sense that there's no way. There's no way Sean Payton's letting Zach Wilson be the starting quarterback of his team. That quarterback room right now consists of Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham, and Ben DiNucci. I'd rather play Stidham. Than
Zach Wilson. Stidham is better than Zach Wilson.
Right, so
Stidham's
I don't. Actually they need a quarterback.
If you start Zach Wilson, he's back in with the Jets because Denver has no O-line as well. So he's back in the same situation, and we're going to see the same thing, and he has no – he barely has weapons. Judy's gone.
It's Cortland Sutton.
Here's one thing that I actually had a dream about. What's that? I didn't hear this anywhere, but I had a dream. What is if Harbaugh says, screw it, I'm blowing the whole system up. He trades Herbie on draft night, drafts JJ.
Bro, that would be insane.
Imagine that. Because think about
it. Herbie goes to like Patriots or like Vikings.
If you really think about it, they have no one. It's Herbie. That's their team right now.
Their team is Herbie.
It's bad. The Chargers are bad. On paper, they are bad.
And they care about Justin Herbert and they want him to succeed.
But imagine it.
Get him up out of there.
Imagine the fireworks across the NFL.
For sure.
That would be wild. I want to see if there will be any QB trades or big splash moves with a player and a first rounder.
Right.
Like Niners could be like, we're going to give Ayuk and then you give us your first round and your fourth rounds.
Right.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Because I think Ayuk might get traded on draft night. That is the goal for the Jacksonville Jaguars fans. He gets traded. Niners get the 17th pick. They get their guy. Like the perfect trade would be Zay Jones. 17th pick, we get Ayuk, cover the contract, and maybe a fourth round or something.
Yeah,
that
would be nice. And I'd say like 2 weeks ago, there was a lot of talk of teams maybe trading up or the teams who are in the top three looking at JJ. That kind of died off a little.
That did die off.
I don't see
some mocks. I see him at five though,
but I also see him at 12.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's like if he whatever the best available quarterback. Lands to the Raiders. I think they're not going to trade up. I think they're just going to say if it's Bo Nix, if it's Penix, if it's
who are the first JJ. Round QBs. Obviously, we know.
I just feel like it's questions on JJ.
It's Caleb.
There is questions.
Yeah,
it's there Caleb. It's Daniels
and Drake May are guaranteed top five.
Guaranteed top five.
Guaranteed top five. And then where's JJ land up? Where does
just certain bosses he don't check?
Penix end up.
Yeah, Bo Nix is another one.
Bo Nix possibly like. There's so many possible players. Yeah. I mean, you really don't know.
And this is also a draft where, unlike a lot of years, there's a lot of teams relying on a quarterback.
A lot.
Like, you have, like, you know, usually you see, like, okay, the top two teams in the NFL, like, you need a quarterback. But it's unprecedented right now.
Because it's a different level.
You have teams, like, all of, like, no one thought, you know, going into this year that Minnesota would need a quarterback.
Right.
People think, you know, New England had their guy in Mac Jones.
Nope.
You know, it's like so much uncertainty.
Because you got to cross those lines, bro. You got to come in like it's different. It's different from college to the pros.
And
are you able to handle that pressure? Are you ready to beat this team? And that's what you got to do at quarterback.
And the top 15 picks are actually such elite talent. Like this draft, I feel like is stacked. I mean, you have all the QBs, not only the QBs, but they have Brock Bowers, possibly the best tight end.
Yeah.
We've seen in how long?
A dog.
In college.
For prospect-wise.
Prospect, college, yeah. Tight end. I mean, I can't remember a tight end dominating like him.
Oh, Washington, darn it. Washington last year from the Bulldogs. But
it wasn't as good as...
It wasn't as good, but hang on.
No, yeah.
He was up there, but yeah. I mean, you think of like a Kelce combined with Gronk. That's right. What I think of Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of both.
And like realistically, if my trade scenario doesn't work out, Jets moving up, every big board has Brock at 10 to the Jets.
Yeah.
Which is another target, which is great. But that's what they, you know, for them, that's what they need. It's a win now league, and you got to take advantage of talent while you have
give
it.
Give it Aaron Rodgers, Brock Bowers with Garrett Wilson. Oh, my God.
Dude, that's
it's scary.
No, it is. I bet him doing the AFCs.
Oh, my God.
If he stays healthy full season. Yeah. But, like, think about the QBs in this mock draft. I see Caleb, Drake, May, Jaden. This one has J.J. McCarthy at 5. Traded from the Chargers to the Broncos. And then I see.
It's going to be a trade.
Then I see 11 Penix Vikings. That's 5 QBs in the top 11.
Who are the Raiders? Who do they got at the Raiders?
Raiders, what pick are the Raiders? Oh, they have Tim taken an O-lineman.
Wow. So there's that means.
Who's
that,
the Vegas' QB right now? It's Minshew.
Gardner.
He might be the starter. Gardner's not bad.
He's not bad. He's serviceable.
But you can't win with
you
Gardner.
You can't win with Gardner.
Ain't no winning no championship.
You're not going playoffs with Gardner Minshew. It's just what it is.
No. Division's tough enough.
Facts.
And also they have Brock Bowers. They have Malik Nabers and Adunze going top 7.
Malik Nabers is going to be.
He's like Nabers like and Adunze going top 7.
Yeah, not only quarterbacks, but we have 3 elite receivers going in the top 10.
Right.
3 with Brock Bowers. I mean, top 10 contains 3 QBs, 3 receivers, and a tight end.
You never know
those. Yeah, that hey, talk about skill position.
That's skill all over. I mean, the only one is you have Dallas Turner edge for Alabama, and then you have an offensive lineman. So you have 2 non-skilled players and 8 skilled players, top 10. That would be the best thing for the hobby possible.
Absolutely.
If 5 QBs go in the top 15, products releasing next year could be the best products ever.
5 in the top 15, we may see 4 in the top 5.
We might see 4 in the top 5.
Which is, I couldn't think of a draft.
And let's think about divisional-wise, team-wise.
Sure.
If we're running divisionals, you're running product next year. Bears, NFC North, mm-hmm. Washington, NFC East. Patriots, AFC East. Let's say, who else would take it? Vikings is NFC North, or Raiders AFC West. You'd have 4 different divisions.
Yeah.
4 different divisions for all starting top 5 picks is very good for the hobby. Because last year, I mean, it's tough to run divisions because AFC South has Will Levis, CJ Stroud, and AR.
And what's even more impressive than that is. You have a great sophomore class, too, on top of the freshmen.
Yeah.
Right? The freshmen, this new coming class for products, you have that on top of a great sophomore class. As well.
No, really.
The 3 other, you got other divisions.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, if you combine both years, it's AFC South, NFC South. It's 8 divisions. It's 6 divisions out of 8.
6 out of the 8.
6 out of the 8 will have a starting QB in the last 2 years. I mean, that will be a dream product for us to rip all those products.
Yeah.
But outside the top 10. I'm not a studier of the draft like others.
Correct. But likewise.
If there was one sleeper in the draft that people might pass on.
Colston or Johnny Wilson, them boys in Florida State.
No, Johnny Wilson.
Johnny Wilson drops a lot of balls.
He does, but Johnny Wilson, you can fix the drop balls. You can't find another 6'7". Receiver.
6'7" is different.
He's
6'7". There are any.
I don't think there are any. And he can run routes. He has good feet, 6'7". Yeah. I don't even know where they have him projected.
That's what I'm saying. Those two, Colston too, like Colston's a dog.
They have Keon Coleman going like first round 30th.
Well, that's what I was
Keon Coleman could be a sleeper.
I was going to say
dog. But we are FSU fans, so it is a little biased. I do like Mitchell from Texas. Is that his name? He's the wide receiver.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What do you think, Zach? Donnie Mitchell is his name, I believe.
I saw this thing about how there's bad stuff coming up about him, about like he has issues with his diabetes, which is a real thing, which is like reasons he's dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, imagine him on the Chiefs or like a team like an explosive offense that just needs like, a magic guy like that.
Different. Yeah. Well, another like. You really bring up a solid point there, Zach, because you also think about it. It's like, what's stopping the Chiefs from just, what do they have to lose by giving up draft capital? What is it they just say, all right, here's the next three first rounders that we have. Let me go get Odunze.
Take it.
Think like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what do they have to lose? They have Patty Mahomes.
They already solidified.
They're going to be in, when it comes down to it, every single year, as long as he's behind center, as long as he's healthy.
Doesn't matter who's on the team.
Doesn't matter who's going to be there. They're going to be there.
You want to win the AFC?
They need a receiver too.
You got to go through Arrowhead. You want to win the AFC, you got to go through Arrowhead.
So people should be drafting on how to beat Mahomes' team. How do we beat their defense? How do we stop their receivers? You got to worry. If you're, let's just say, you're the Bills, we need to get the best linebacker in the draft to guard Kelce. Who's the best linebacker to guard this man? That's what they have to be planning for. Because no one can beat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, we're speculating about all these teams, who they're drafting. We all have high hopes.
They got to go get somebody.
We always forget Mahomes is still in the
league. And it's crazy, too, because you look at the Chargers, you look at the Bills, you look at some of these teams with elite quarterbacks depleted of weapons right now. They need to go get guys, too.
That's why, actually, the Jags is this year. I mean, they're getting weapons. Bills depleted, Chargers depleted. Let's just say they trade up, because there's a lot of talk. I know we always talk about Jags. A lot of Twitter talk, Zach, that in the works, Edilla said that it's almost confirmed that Jags are going to be trading up for a wide receiver.
So that's what I was going to say. As a, you know, as someone who
what they say, but who knows the truth?
You're big on Jags Twitter. Yes. You are. I see it. I know you are. I know you are too. If the Ayuk thing doesn't go down on draft night, which there's speculation of that too, another team in the mix to trade up, get Odunze, get our neighbors. But I think they go Odunze. I think anyone trading up to that spot should be trading for Odunze.
But I think Malik Neighbors would fit the Jags. He's tall.
Okay.
He can go up and get it. That would fit their game plan a little more. But everybody's overreacting, say they need more weapons. I mean, they made it to Arrowhead with Kirk, Zay Jones, and Ingram.
You know what I want
to
see?
You know what I'm saying? Now they have Gabe Davis. Yeah. They could stack their defense, D-line.
Who I want to see at Jacksonville? It would be a great weapon for y'all. His name is Ricky Pearsall.
I've seen that in mock drafts. What is that, second round?
Yeah, he'll be a second round. He'll be a second round pick. He'll be a great receiver for y'all, bro. In a slot, he'll go to work.
But that's one thing the Jags don't need.
Yeah, they have Kirk, Zay, and Gabe Davis.
But at the same time, he could also play the X. He could play the outside.
They don't make them. They don't make receivers anymore. He's like Randy Moss.
They don't.
You know what I mean?
They don't.
Like Randy Moss is your. He's your hitch and he's your go.
But that's what Wilson could be. That
Wilson's the only guy.
Yeah,
Wilson's the only guy that I could think of in the last couple of years that is really a true, like, when you're playing Xbox, right? You're playing Madden. You're B. You know your B. Your B runs the go. You throw it up. That's a fact. The TOs. The Mosses. The Rices.
Yeah. Go up and get it.
They're all hybrids now.
Go up and get it, for sure. D-Hops? Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Definitely understand that.
Yeah. There's no one like that. Like, mock drafts are insane to me, because one mock draft, Keon Coleman 51, another one 30.
Yeah.
It's like no one knows anything.
No.
Because everybody is just shooting from the hip. Like, who knows what teams are telling other teams? And who knows how 100% sure? Like, yeah, there could be the owner or the GM in the room being like, all right, we've been set to draft this guy the whole time. And then you get that feeling in your stomach, like, this isn't the right move.
Yep.
They adapt at the last minute, draft another guy. You just don't know.
You know, if you want to get ready for the draft, you want to go into the minds of a room. Draft Day was a great film.
Because it
truly shows you. I mean, it is a little Hollywood. I get it. But that's, I feel like they're the one, you know, they're on the phones right now. You know, you got the Chargers talking to the Browns. The Browns are talking to the, and they're all, they all know each other.
Yeah.
They say, what do you know on this guy? We're not going to trade up to get him, but what do you know on this guy? Do you want this pick? Like, these talks are going on.
Teams definitely talk.
Oh, no, yeah, they do.
Yeah, because they have to interview all these players. So it's like, well, how do you feel about how do?
Like, I remember in the movie, they said, honestly, like, tell us what's wrong with this guy. Like, you have the number one pick. Right. If you're passing on him, why are you passing on him? Do you think teams share that information?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, some people are probably more friendly than competitive in the GM office.
Right.
But I don't know if they're sharing complete, fully honest. There could be traps. There could be, just like Primetime came out and said, he said, some people are saying fake news about certain athletes, so they drop.
Right.
Or they could be drafted later and drop to their team.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say the top three picks are, the teams are locked in. There's no trades, right? Mm-hmm. So you have Caleb who goes one, right? And now you have
Jaden or May.
You have Washington on the clock, right? Washington goes and takes, let's say New England calls Washington. They said, listen, who are you taking here? And they go, we're going to take J.J. McCarthy, right?
Mm.
So now the whole everything's screwed up because you're supposed to have Daniels and May go before him. Mm. Do you think they say, Why did you pass on them? Like, do you think that?
No.
You just say, not draft, this was no. our guy. You think this was our guy?
I think it gets drafted. I don't think they're calling after me like, why'd you draft him? You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're focused on their organization.
No, not why did you draft him? Why did you pass on this guy? Like, you're passing on him. So now we're up. We weren't expecting to get Daniels. Yeah. We thought he was going to go.
So, like, what's
the problem?
I doubt it. I doubt they would even tell them. You know what I'm saying? Why would you? It's a competitive league.
It's like showing your hand. That's like showing your hand. You can't show your hand. You can't. You got to know, like, you want to keep your competitor on your toes.
Yeah.
I think they share notes like, all right, in our interview, he said this, that, and third. He didn't.
You know what the perfect analogy is? When you draft, like we do in fantasy football, you take notes the night before. You're taking notes for a week straight. You have your notes and you have guys circled, underlined. These are the guys I'm targeting this year. They have guys like that in the first round, second round, third, fourth.
Yeah.
And when it gets their time, they're like, this guy's still available. It's an auto draft for us. Right. That's how I feel like they feel like us general NFL fans draft for fantasy. It's a more intensified draft for GMs and owners.
Yeah, how I kind of think about it and why I even thought about that in the first place is obviously they did mention that in the movie, but to go further back, let's not forget, Alex Smith was the first overall QB taken in a year with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers didn't go till later on. There was QBs who went before him, and like you look at it now, obviously no one ever thought, all right, you know, this guy's
only because he went to Cal, the school he went to. That's the only reason I feel.
But you know what I'm saying? Like maybe it's something that you know we never know of to this day.
The thing is, I have an underrated opinion, which is the opposite of what we ever think. But it's always the opposite opinions that do you right.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Caleb, I think Bo Nix will be the best QB in the class. Mm. I said it.
Wait a second. You can't beat him, you join him.
If you can't beat him, you join him. He lost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
I watched the full game. He didn't look good. And it's usually the players that do you wrong that actually end up stabbing in the back and playing
over Jaden Daniels,
over
Penix.
Bo Nix has that build, and he can sling. If he goes to a good mentor, he goes to a team that can build him up and build his confidence. I can see him slinging like a Herbert-esque.
Yeah.
Because he has that Herbert build.
It has to be a good
situation. It all depends the situation.
And that's for every player.
Bro.
That's a fact.
Malik Nabers could go to a team with a rookie quarterback or trade up or go to a team with not the best quarterback, right? Or you don't know the situation. He goes to the Chiefs. He's the best receiver in the class.
Literally. Yeah.
You think about it like that, whatever situation they go to, solely relies on their quarterback and basically their offensive scheme.
Yeah, I think that was the most – that comment, like, right, that thought pattern is for everything.
For everything everything
is all about coaching. It's about, you know, there's only one team that wins every year.
No, yeah,
so
exactly.
You can be a Pro Bowler, you can be great, but that team that wins is usually because it's the best situation. Right. Why is it the best situation? Patty Mahomes.
Exactly, but if you look at Puka Nacua last year, obviously – you could see the draft room process. You saw the video. And right when they drafted Puka, they called. They said he's going to be perfect for our system. They knew it when they were drafting him. He has one of the best receiving years as a rookie quarterback. And you look back, it's like, if the Jets would have drafted Puka, he probably doesn't even have 1,000 yards.
No, he has no.
He probably has 500 yards. He probably gets no targets.
Yeah.
You have Zach Wilson as your QB. No one even knows who Puka Nacua is. It's just all – it's the luck of the draw.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a lot of what ifs. What if
it's all what ifs.
What if the Dolphins took Herbie over Tua?
Exactly.
What would the Chargers –
Who went last year? Quentin Johnson was one?
Yeah, Quentin Johnson was one.
Think about that. Zay was way better than Quentin Johnson.
Way better.
Imagine last year if they had Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Zay Flowers, Eckler. That's a stacked team. Now they have nobody.
They got no one.
Literally, they have Palmer and
got a clean house.
Harbaugh,
man,
blows it up.
Harbaugh might blow it up and say it's rebuilt.
He said, just give me JJ.
So where's Herbie going?
Herbie.
If they were to trade.
To the Patriots.
If they were to trade, Herbie would go to the Patriots or to Denver.
Inside division, they wouldn't do it.
That's true.
Patriots, I could see.
Minnesota.
Well, the only
imagine Herbie
could
and
go Minnesota.
We got a high,
but you'd have to trade for Herbie. Actually, first round, your spot.
Your next 5 years are gone.
Your next 2 years, first rounds, probably.
I promise you, I don't care about the next 5 years. Herbert, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and I don't care. T.J. Hockenson, I don't care about a five.
And that's the truth, because if they trade up,
you don't even need how many first rounders actually turn into not the best players.
Yeah.
You're telling me right now I could trade 3 first round picks, a second, whatever it is, for Herbert, generational right talent. Now? You do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, that's we're talking crazy theories right now. Yeah. Could it happen? Yeah, sure. It could happen. I would trade the next 5 years worth of first round picks for Justin Herbie, who I know could play at this level. Take you know it. What I mean? I could trade up and get the first pick. I can get Caleb Williams for the next 5 years around first pick. I'd rather have Herbie.
You'd rather have
I
know Herbie what he's over bring any single QB in the draft class, and it's not even close.
I have to develop these guys. Herbert's already developed.
Herbert's developed, and he just
– And, I mean, let's be honest. Piped. Let's be honest. That man, the way he could throw a football to Jay Jettis.
Bro.
You're looking at a connection that's could potentially and be one of sleep. The most lethal he could in get history 2000 of the yards. NFL.
People sleep on Addison when J.J. Jettis went down. He was a true stepped number
up.
One, yeah. actually.
Stepped yeah. up. I think thought it was K.J. Osborne, but he stepped up.
Think about that last year. So Quentin Johnson went one. All the receivers that were better than Quentin Johnson. Zay, Addison.
Who else?
Puka.
Nick Jigba better than him, too.
Yeah.
JSN too.
JSN's for better,
sure.
too.
For sure. Uh-huh.
I'm trying to
Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed balled.
Had a good year.
The skill class last year actually kind of went wild.
Yeah.
Bijan, Gibbs, Laporta.
You know what? There was
Jaden Reed, JSN, Zay. Like, I think rookies are now in this age. I don't know if it's a hot take, but it feels like nowadays rookies are making a bigger impact than they ever have before on teams ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was growing up, 2015, 2014, you draft a rookie. You develop. They're not really that involved. They're getting their snaps. Mm-hmm. It feels like from snap one, they're starting playing 90% of the snaps.
If they're a
skill player drafted in the first round.
When we were growing up, like when we were kids, right? When they were growing up, teams were drafting guys based off development. It wasn't win now.
It wasn't
the league wasn't so much win now as it is now.
What can we get this guy to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, how can we develop this guy?
You know, we're gonna draft whoever, right? Let him sit. We don't need to throw him into the fire. We'll be bad another year.
Yeah.
We'll take it, but let's let him learn. Right. You know, now it's you have 3 years max
it's
to make
expectation
it,
for
to
sure.
be to do well.
It's an expectation.
It's a 3 year cushion right now for these first rounders.
Yeah. And I blame Patrick Mahomes.
No, Patrick Mahomes is doing the league. If Patrick actually is to blame for the win now league, because let's just say Mahomes didn't win last year and didn't win the year before, and it was different winners 5 years straight. Mm-hmm. Everyone would be like, we have a shot. Let's just say it went Rams, Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, Ravens.
Yeah.
If it's all different teams every year, like, all right, any team could do this. But since it's you have to beat Mahomes, people know it's win now. You got to trade everything. Yeah. You got to make crazy deals.
You have to.
People say save your cap space. Fuck cap space.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Spend it all. Yeah.
Literally.
You want to be negative cap space.
Exactly.
If you want to win, money's not on.
And the funniest thing about the cap space, it's always the fans.
Yes.
They go, what do we care? It's not our money.
Like people, those are the most casual little bums on the internet that literally say, like it's like, overpaid. It's not our money.
It's not coming out of your pocket.
Give Trevor $1 billion. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just sign the guy.
Literally, whatever
it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes,
there's
sign the
guys. Whatever it takes.
There's guys, whatever it takes, you got to keep them on your team. If you lose them, you're losing the franchise.
Yeah. And I think another reason why, you know, we don't see it so much anymore, but I think another reason why Jordan Love was so successful is because they developed.
Right. They did.
They let him sit for a couple years. I mean, granted, yes. Did he learn behind one of the most talented quarterbacks to play? Sure. Yeah. But at least they let him sit. They didn't throw him into the fire. Mm-hmm. Like if he actually was drafted last year and went in blind with the youngest, probably the youngest offense in the league, there's no way they would have that season would have ended the way that.
No,
impossible. Look how they started. Even,
I mean, the only QB has done it, rookie, is C.J. Stroud in the last how many years that started. I mean, Burrow got hurt. Herbie came in and balled.
Did Luck get to the playoffs his first year?
I think Luck got to the playoffs.
RG3 did too.
I think it was Luck. As well. Luck, RG3, and Stroud were the only three who made it to the playoffs.
Let's be
rookie QBs.
That's really kind of what turned it, was that year, because Luck and RG3.
Yeah.
But because before then, I mean, Luck had Peyton got hurt with the neck, right?
Yeah.
And then they put out the backup for the rest of the season. Maybe. He missed the whole season.
Right.
And they said, we got to go draft Luck, and they got rid of Peyton, right? I mean, that stuff doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen anymore. That's essentially like Josh Allen getting hurt for like the last six games of the season. And then let's just say a generational QBs and they became last in the league. And they're saying, let's trade away Josh Allen, draft QB.
Caleb Williams.
Like that's insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I cannot even think back to the Colts traded away Peyton Manning for Luck.
Yeah.
Like think, that's wild think to
about
think back
the,
on.
The thing about the balls that took.
Bro, that took balls. You, like, but it did work
you
out.
Had a, you
arguably had it worked
one
out.
One of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Right.
Had a neck thing. And, like, sure, he's a little older now, right?
About 30 neck surgery.
He just had a neck, a whole a neck thing.
Yeah.
And he knew. He's like, of course, the 1 year that I actually have to go through with this and get this surgery because I can't move or throw the ball anymore, right. The greatest prospect since myself, since Peyton Manning, the number one rated prospect to enter the NFL was Andrew Luck. Right. And he goes, he's going to take my job. And he did.
He did.
He did.
And we're we're hopefully we see fireworks.
It was the best for both though.
It was.
Peyton did win.
Peyton went to Denver and won him a chip. So you can't be. There's nothing to be mad at.
I've never been more excited for an NFL draft in my life. I will be watching the whole first round.
I'll be locked in first round.
I'll be locked in first round. Thursday, we're only 2 days away. If you're watching at home, drop your predictions of your top five picks in order.
We want to see it
because we want to see it. If you get it right, exactly, there might be a prize. And there might not be a prize.
Guess you'll find out.
You'll find out.
Shout out AP.
Shout out AP.